Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Joshua?
It is, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Joshua. Yeah, we missed your, you did let us know at 2 o'clock. I got caught up in a very long call. I do apologize for that. If this is a good time, I'll be happy to continue with you, or we can reschedule if you like.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It is. Okay, great. Fantastic. So we were giving you a call in regards to the cancellation request that you were looking to, of course, close off your account with Local Splash. We were giving you a call precisely to help you with that. So, Joshua, I do want to confirm name of your business. That's Eco Dump Dynamics, correct?
Yeah. And I also wanted to say we received an email that mentioned a suspension opposed to a cancellation. What is that option entail?
Right. So whenever the account gets suspended, that's because we get a notification, in this case from our clients, in this case yourself, that you're looking to cancel, and you're getting charged automatically, then we suspend the account. And of course, if you want to cancel, that means that you don't want to get charged. So what we do is we apply a cancellation. A suspension to avoid that automatic charge and avoid you, of course, getting charged for something that you don't want. But if it's a suspension that you're after, Joshua, like maybe you're looking to temporarily suspend your account, is that why you're bringing that up?
Well, we received an email that mentioned you guys have the option to temporarily suspend accounts during slow seasons.
Right, that is correct.
So is that of any consequence?
No, not at all. So the only thing that happens during that period of time is you do not get charged. Your account remains the same. It's just, we can say, quote unquote, frozen. And we could suspend the account for a few months if you like. Do you have maybe like a period of time that you would like that suspension for?
Would we still be able to receive calls through our dashboard, or would that be suspended?
Okay, so yeah, that's a great question. So the answer is no. Anything that you have Local Splash related gets temporarily, we can say, shut down for that period of time. However, if someone gives you a call, go ahead.
Would you change our number on Google to a direct number so that we're not losing prospects?
All right, so that's something that we can do temporarily, yes. And then if someone gives you a call directly to your number, whether it be if they find you on Google, Facebook, whatever the case might be, you know, they can still give you a call and you can do business outside of our platform.
Yeah, because you guys changed our number to a Local Splash number on our Google profile. If we were suspended with you, then we wouldn't be getting any direct prospects because we would be getting calls through your dashboard. So as long as we can do that, I think a suspension of a couple months might work out for us now, and then we're anticipating things are going to be picking up during the summer, so we could see, you know, how things continue to go. Maybe like in May, we can open it back up and see how things go during a quicker season. Because, I mean, our biggest thing was we were just, I know 250 doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, during a slow season, we could be using that money on lead platforms and getting a lot more leads with $250.
Oh, of course. You're just doing the smart way, which is, I'm glad that you are. So yeah, let's suspend the account. You mentioned May. Do you have a specific day in May that you would like for the account to be reactivated on?
Let's just do like middle of May, like maybe May 15th.
May the 15th it is. Absolutely. All right. Well, let me go ahead and just apply that suspension for until May the 15th. Also, once we're close to that date, you will receive a text message, also an email, just to give you a heads up and let you know that your account will auto reactivate. So on the 15th, the account gets automatically reactivated. Also, want to let you know when that happens, the charge for that new monthly cycle gets charged as well. However, we give you a heads up, of course. So a few days before that, we text you, we email you just to give you a heads up. That way you decide whether you want to either, you know, extend the suspension a little bit more, or you want it to leave it the way it is, of course, and just have that automatically reactivated. But you will be notified ahead of time.
Is there any way we can change the phone number now during this call?
Yeah,
absolutely. Before we suspend the account?
Definitely. So the phone number is that's the same number I'm calling you on, right? 720-262-0906?
Yeah.
All right. Let me make that change. Bear with me just a few moments.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
All right, still working on it. Just a little remote.
Oh, you're good.
What is that?
Dude, what are they doing? There's like shit falling in there. You in here?
Are they just playing this?
Okay, great. So the phone number has been changed. The Google usually takes about 20 minutes from us requesting for it to actually be reflected out to the public and for you actually also to see that. So just give it about 20 minutes and you're going to see your phone number directly on that page.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate that. And so there's not going to be any cancellation fee or anything associated with the suspension.
All right, you're not canceling, yeah. So we're just temporarily just leaving the account frozen. Right. Yeah, there's no canceling.
Yeah, that would help with us. Honestly, we've just been kind of overwhelmed lately. We've had so many different marketers to kind of juggle, and it's been slow, and we've just been losing a lot of our profit paying all these people. So we appreciate that you're able to do that, and hopefully things pick up, and we can continue working with you.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk once we're closer to that date. Or again, if you want to do anything before that, make sure to give us a call. We'll be happy to help you.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks, George.
Have a good one, boy.
Have a good one. Bye.